امیر جماعت جرمنی خطاب فرمائیں گے، اور آپ کے خطاب کا ترجمہ بعد میں محترم مولانا عطاء المجیب راشد صاحب امام مسجد لندن آپ کے سامنے پیش کر دیں گے۔
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔ Alhamdulillah, I am very pleased to have the opportunity to address this sacred gathering for a short 10 minutes, and I have to take care about my translator as well. I am really very much pleased to be again after 6 years here in Qadian, in my original hometown, because my life has started in Qadian. I was born spiritually over here because I accepted Ahmadiyyat here in Qadian. A great change has taken place since that time. I remember these small gatherings which used to be in these days here in Qadian, which took place sometimes only in Masjid Mubarak. And it cannot be compared with the situation of today. I'm amazed to see really nowadays from all corners of India people. You have gathered everybody over here. The people from the Himalaya, the people from Kashmir, the people from south, from the south peak of India. You see so much different people here. It's for me amazing. You see people who are used to this cold weather, others you see who are shivering in this cold weather, who are used to a very hot atmosphere. I can feel with you because I'm just coming from Jakarta, from Indonesia, and I'm feeling very, very cold here today. But there is something which keeps us together. This is the spirit of Qadian. This is the spirit of Qadian which I have felt very, very strongly. I remember in the year 90. You were very thirsty at that time. Why Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabi, may Allah be pleased with him, why he could not be in Qadian? So I remember in the end of the Jalsa Salana in the year 90, we were shouting slogans like anything. Hazur in Qadian! Like this we went through the whole city after the Jalsa Salana, from here up to Masjid Mubarak. And the whole city was shouting this slogan. And by the grace of Almighty Allah Ta'ala, even today we don't know how it happened. In the year after, in the year 91, we were blessed with this wonderful gathering where Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabi, may Allah be pleased with him, where he could see again this loving place and he could attend the Jalsa Salana with us. I'm feeling that these people who are shouting slogans, when I compare with the 10 years before, they had become a bit lazy. But not the people. Nowadays, sometimes the people are more loud than the crowd. They cry, but nobody answers. So when we were used to say, Nare Takbir. Yeah, this is a bit better. Because before it was like somebody's producing himself. But the man who calls for Nara, he's just animating you to do something. And keep in mind, when you're sitting there feeling cold, what can be better to call together Nare? Nare Takbir! Islam Ahmadiyya! Islam Ahmadiyya! Qadian! Qadian Darul Aman! Nare Takbir! That's not so better. This was German, sorry. Because I just listened from Naib Sadr Khudam Ahmadiyya from Madras, this incident of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabi when he was by chance, and then he got the seat. I had the opportunity when Hazur visited Berlin the first time. The border was not yet opened, but we succeeded to enter to the other side, and our program was very tight, and we had booked a flight back to Frankfurt, and we were really, really very tight. But Hazur was at that time Khalifa. Yeah. So in the last moment we could get the seat, and there was only seats available for Hazur and two other persons. And Hazur decided that Hazur, myself, and one security man could enter the flight. And it was an economy seat, of course, only available for us. Hazur said, don't mind, don't worry. And the security man, he was sitting very much in front, and I had a chance to sit with Hazur very, very much in the back. And this Pani, this is a part of Jaisa Salana. These are the blessings coming up. Sometimes I feel that there must come more rain so that the people who are now moving in the bazaar, they come to the Jaisa Salana as well. So, when we entered the flight, so I had the last two seats and I was sitting very narrowly beside Hazur, and I was feeling, of course, a bit shy, and I was feeling uneasy. We could not arrange a special meal for Hazur. So when the lady came with the plate, and I removed immediately the bottle of wine from this plate. So, but Hazur said, I have seen what you have done. Huh? And my wine bottle and the bottle which was on the plate of Hazur, everything I gave to my neighbor. He was from Canada and very happy getting three bottles of wine. So, but Hazur has watched everything, and then he started asking me so many things about the different type of alcohol which people are drinking in Germany. I only want to say, in the presence of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabin, may Allah be pleased with him, one was feeling always so easy, you cannot imagine. He made all his life for so light. And he has never felt uneasiness, or he has never felt that he had to complain or something like this. It was a special atmosphere which we could never get. I mean, and I have so many memories. Unfortunately, the time is not permitting it. But only another small incident, when we went out with Hazur once to Czechoslovakia, there was a situation, we were moving in the city around, we had our food with a big delegation, and then suddenly Hazur said, now I want to go alone. Leave all the security stuff back, and then he said, I mean, let's go. Of course, I had to ask Major Mahmoud Sahib, please, now we want to go. He was worried. But he said, Hazur said, you have to stay there. So he said, okay, we will stay. And then I went with Hazur in this city of Karlsbad. It is an old city where the good and the Kaiser of Germany in these days, or even the Tsar of Russia, they went in this area. It was full of hot fovaras. So, I mean, we went with Hazur over there, and he went in every shop to see what you can buy there. Then he asked, what about these fovaras? And then we have bought small bottles out of which you could drink this water. They were looking like small lotas, yeah, made out of porcelain. So Hazur said, let's buy these two bottles. And then we started from every tube well, I mean, to drink the hot water, first from 30 degrees and 40 degrees and 50 degrees. Hazur wanted to do everything. And sometimes I was feeling Hazur is like, astaghfirullah, but like a child enjoying his life. Being alone, feeling not like a khalifa. But he was wearing a pagri, his etchkin, you know, he was a very, impressing personality. But nobody was, noticing us. Nobody was feeling something special. It was so naturally how Hazur was moving amongst his people. It was amazing. In the end, I would like to say something about the scheme which this beloved Khalifa has given to us in Germany, which is now growing. It is the 100 mosque scheme, and I request you to pray that we may be able to fulfill this scheme as soon as possible. We have now reached a stage where in Germany we have built 9 mosques and 22 places have been purchased. And nowadays we have reached a speed that every year we can build 5 mosques in Germany. And the plan is, when we complete 100 mosques, it means when in each and every part in Germany we are present, in the north and in the south and in the east and in the west, when everywhere the azan from the Ahmadiyya mosque is being listened, then we will try to compete with London, and then we want to build a big mosque as well. Allahu Akbar. But in the moment I want to say, we have benefited a lot from this big mosque which was built in London, in Morden, because this mosque is really, it is the biggest mosque in the Western Europe, and in all the newspapers in Germany this was seen, in all the TV stations it was shown, and it gave a great impact to us that the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat is not the only real peaceful community in the Islamic world, it is the one who has built the biggest European mosque as well. Alhamdulillah. This is my small jazakumullah.
Jazakumullah. Mukarram Maulana Atal Mujib Rashid Sahib.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mukarram Muhtaram Amir Sahib, Germany, Abdullah Waghis Hazur Sahib ne ابھی آپ سے ایک پرجوش خطاب فرمایا, اس کی ساری باتیں تو بیان نہیں ہو سکتی, چند باتیں میں ذکر کر دیتا ہوں. سب سے پہلے انہوں نے اس بات پر اللہ تعالیٰ کا شکر ادا کیا اور خوشی کا اظہار کیا کہ انہیں ایک بار پھر قادیان حاضر ہونے کا اور آپ سے خطاب کا موقع ملا ہے. وہ کہتے ہیں کہ میں اس بات پر بہت خوش ہوں, 6 سال کے بعد یہاں آنے کا موقع ملا ہے. اور وہ کہتے ہیں کہ قادیان سے میرا ایک گہرا تعلق ہے, میں نے یہیں پر احمدیت قبول کی اور یہیں پر میری گویا روحانی زندگی کا آغاز ہوا. اس زمانے کے حالات کا ذکر کرتے ہوئے انہوں نے بہت ساری چھوٹی چھوٹی تفاصیل بیان کی ہیں کہ بہت تھوڑے لوگ تھے اس وقت میں, مختلف علاقوں سے آئے ہوئے, بعض سردی کی وجہ سے ٹھٹر رہے ہوتے تھے لیکن ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ بڑے جوش اور محبت کے ساتھ ملتے تھے اور ایک دوسرے کو خوب اچھی طرح جاننے والے تھے. اس زمانے کے ماحول سے وہ خاص طور پر متاثر ہیں اور اس کا بڑی محبت کے ساتھ انہوں نے ذکر کیا. پھر اس کے بعد یہ ذکر کیا ہے کہ 1991 میں جب حضور رحمہ اللہ تعالی قادیان تشریف لائے تو وہ بھی اس موقع پر یہاں پر موجود تھے اور اس جلسے کی حسین یاد بھی ان کو پوری طرح ان کے ذہن پر نقش ہے. یہ ایک تاریخی موقع تھا اور اس موقع پر انہوں نے نعروں کا بھی ذکر کیا کہ نعرے جب اکٹھے لگائے جائیں تو اس کا مزہ ہوتا ہے اور ایسا نہ ہو کہ نعرے لگانے والے زیادہ ہوں اور جواب دینے والے کم ہوں. تو اس ساری کیفیت کا محبت سے ذکر کرنے کے بعد انہوں نے خود بھی نعرے لگوائے کہ کس طرح زوردار طریق سے احباب کو نعروں کا جواب دینا چاہیے. انہوں نے حضور رحمہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے بارے میں کہا کہ بہت ساری ان کی پرانی یادیں ہیں جو میرے ذہن میں ہیں, سب کو میں بیان نہیں کر سکتا اور نہ ہی اس کا وقت ہے. ایک برلن کے وزٹ کا بھی انہوں نے ذکر کیا, اس کی چند تفاصیل بیان کی اور جیسا آپ نے محسوس کیا, بعضوں نے سمجھا بعضوں نے نہیں سمجھا, لیکن بہت محبت اور گرم جوشی کے ساتھ انہوں نے ان سب واقعات کا ذکر کیا. یہ ایک بات خاص طور پر انہوں نے حضور کے بارے میں ذکر کی کہ انہوں نے بہت بے تکلفانہ زندگی تھی اور ان کے ساتھ گفتگو کرتے ہوئے اور ہدایات لیتے ہوئے بڑی آسانی انسان محسوس کرتا تھا. حضور رحمہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی بے تکلفانہ زندگی کے انہوں نے چند ایک واقعات ذکر کیے ہیں, پانی پینے کا واقعہ, باوجود اس طرح پگڑی اچکن پہننے کے بڑی بے تکلفی کے ساتھ اب آپ سے ملاقات, اور اس قسم کے بے شمار واقعات وہ کہتے ہیں میرے ذہن پر نقش ہیں. آخر میں انہوں نے ذکر کیا کہ حضور نے جماعت احمدیہ جرمنی کو مسجدوں کی تعمیر کا ایک منصوبہ دیا تھا اور اس وقت تک وہ کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے اس منصوبے کے سلسلے میں 9 مسجدیں وہاں پر مکمل ہو چکی ہیں اور بہت ساری جگہوں پر زیر تعمیر ہیں. ان کی یہ خواہش ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ توفیق دے تو ہر سال ہم 5 مسجدیں نئی جرمنی بناتے چلے جائیں اور وہ وقت آ جائے کہ جرمنی کے کونے کونے میں ہر جگہ پر احمدی مسجدیں قائم ہوں. اس سلسلے میں انہوں نے احباب سے منصوبے کی کامیابی کے لیے دعا کی درخواست کی ہے. تقریر کے آخر میں انہوں نے ذکر کیا کہ بیت الفتو کی مسجد جو لندن میں تعمیر ہوئی ہے اس سے وہ بہت متاثر ہیں, بہت خوبصورت ہے اور یورپ کی سب سے بڑی مسجد ہے. انہوں نے ذکر کیا کہ جرمنی کے اخبارات میں بھی اس مسجد کے بارے میں بہت ذکر آیا ہے اور بہت اچھا ذکر کیا گیا ہے. انہوں نے یہ بھی خواہش اس کا اظہار کیا اور اپنے عزم کا کہ انشاءاللہ ہم مسجدوں کے اس منصوبے کو مکمل کر لیں جو جاری ہے. اس کے بعد ہم بھی چاہیں گے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے بہت شاندار اور بہت وسیع مسجد جرمنی میں بھی تعمیر کی جائے. یہ ان کی تقریر کا خلاصہ ہے.